Get out of there. Get out of there with anything that you can. Positive. Point on the board. Keeps our European dream alive. But, oh, that was a bad performance from Villa. That was really bad. Painful to watch. Fair play to Brentford. They were first to every ball, second to every ball, third to every ball. They pressed us really, really well. I felt like we just didn't have any rhythm whatsoever. We really, really struggled. I think first half, you go in at 0-0, I think it's pretty fair, but even then I felt like Brentford were doing really well in the game, like I say, winning the second balls. And we really, really struggled. I think they targeted Ashley Young especially on that right-hand side. I think he had a really, really, really difficult game, I thought. And Mbeumo for Brentford was fantastic. Tony, as we know, who he's just a threat all day long, isn't he? And I just felt like we struggled to get our game changers on the ball. All game, really, Ramsey and Brendier, I felt like they really struggled to create anything. I think Watkins was quiet all game. McGinn as well. You know, he was okay, but he wasn't his hustling, bustling self. And I just think it was credit to Brentford that they played really well and they had a really good game plan and they sort of went man for man on us, really, and didn't allow us any time on the ball. But, I mean, scenes at the end to come back and get that equaliser is just what's going to get you in Europe, isn't it? You know, that belief, that desire. Could have won it at the end if Watkins had left it to Buendia or Ramsey, but it's just a really, really difficult game. It's difficult to summarise, really, because it's just unlike what we've been watching, especially the last game. You know, I said to a lot of people around me today that if we get anything close to that Newcastle performance, we win the game, and we were way below that standard. We were way below the standards that we've shown recently. I think Emery made three substitutions. He brought on Luke Dean, Chambers and Traore, and I think that did help. It did help with the momentum of the game. It did shift it a little bit towards Villa, albeit that it was a little bit scrappy. I think when the game did get a little bit open, we started to see Buendia getting on it a little bit more and Ramsey. But I think a tough place to go, a place that we don't win games. We don't win games against Brentford in recent games, apart from the one at Villa Park. So just shows that curse is just there, isn't it? And even Unai can't break it. But I don't know what the other results are, so I don't know how that's affected the table. But I think I'll just look at that result, that game as a whole, and just think, thankfully, we walked out of it with something, and we didn't lose. So it sets up a nice tie at Villa Park on Tuesday. Hannah, what do you think of it?
The game. Yeah. We grounded out a point. That's what you need in these ones. I thought the substitutions he made were game changers for us, really, because Brentford didn't know what to do, I don't think.
No, I think
I think Tony ran out of legs at the end. Yeah. I think he had a good game.
I think
attacking wise, but yeah, defensively.
I think Mbeumo had a really good game. They played that crossfield ball all game, didn't they? They looked to get our fullbacks 1v1 every single time. So I think
picked up the loose ball more than we did. Any loose ball, that's what we relied on. All of our errors, they were on it.
Are we going to be that fan channel that talk about the ref? I mean,
yes.
He was bad. I mean,
a shocker.
Just nothing went our way, did it? Not anything with that ref went our way, and I think that was. The game was shifting towards Brentford with the way that they were playing anyway, and I think the ref just enhanced that tenfold, to be fair. He just made it sort of ebb into that flow and that rhythm, and it was difficult for Villa. And I've got to say, does Olsen train on a different training ground to Martinez? Because his kicking Like, are they on a different game plan? like a different game plan, a different training plan, a different training ground completely? Because when you think of, like, your first choice keeper going out and then his second choice replacing him, surely it's like for like in the way they kick the ball, the way they play. I mean, the amount of times he just booted it forward and to anybody, and I'm just thinking, well, Martinez doesn't do it, so why are you doing it? So that was frustrating. I felt like that just built pressure upon ourselves, especially for that sort of 45-minute mark to the 75-minute mark. I just felt that pressure was just completely on Villa, and that was a bit of a problem in the game as well. So I'm not sure why Martinez went off, but yeah, I mean, we need a second goalkeeper, because he doesn't give me any confidence whatsoever. Who do I think played well for Villa? Konsa, Mings, I think they played really well. Dougie Luiz again, always willing to get on the ball, pick it up. I felt like those three especially had a good game.
Buendia worked hard.
I think Buendia worked.
He didn't always make the right decision.
I think he worked hard, but there was a bit, especially in that type of game, we just needed that little bit of spark. It was just missing. So I think those three for me played really well. But like I say, a point to point at a place where we really struggle at, and you know, we didn't play very well, but I guess we were able to grind out a point, and that's the making of a good team spirit and a good team, I guess, because in years gone by we'd have completely folded and that would have ended up about 3-0. So yeah, I mean, the stadium, quite likes it. It's quite small, not much noise. The Villa fans were brilliant, but I've had a good weekend in London. You?
Yeah, up the Villa.
Up the Villa. One more point I'd just like to make. I actually feel like Brentford played really well, and I think their tactics were really, really good to stop Villa from playing, and I think that's why we struggled, and I think that's the sign of a good team, what they are with Thomas Frank. We spoke about it before with their tactics. Tactically, he's really good. He's a good tactician, and I just think credit to us, when a team play really well, we can still go out there and fight and get a point from a game that we weren't that great from. So that just shows the sign of a really good team to keep going. Even when you don't play great, you can get a point. The end. Up the Villa.